Welcome to another deep dive where we take a look at something you folks have sent our way.
Yeah.
And pull out the good stuff.
The insights.
The insights, yeah.
Exactly.
All the things that you need to know.
Help you folks save some time.
Exactly.
You get to those aha moments.
Today we're diving into something that might resonate with the comic book fan, the manga, BD fan.
Oh, yeah.
That's Bandes Dessinées for those of you who...
European comics.
European comics, thank you.
Yeah.
Magazine reader and even the ebook enthusiast in you.
All right.
You folks have shared information about a piece of software called Comga.
Interesting.
And before we get started, quick word about our supporter, SafeServer.
Absolutely.
They're the ones that handle the hosting that make projects like Comga possible.
Right.
And they can also help you on your digital transformation.
Indeed.
You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Excellent.
So Comga, at its heart, it's a media server. Now, you might be thinking another media server.
Sure, yeah.
But this one is laser-focused on your digital reading collection.
I got it.
We have information from the official Comga website and its GitHub page.
Sounds good.
Giving us a good overview of what it does and why it might be interesting to you.
Okay.
Our mission today is to unpack what Comga offers.
All right.
Especially if you're looking for a streamlined way to manage and enjoy your digital comics and books.
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
So I think what's fascinating right off the bat is just the variety of different file types that Comga supports.
Oh, okay.
Right out of the box.
Out of the box.
Yeah, we're talking CBZ, CBR, PDF, and EPU.
Okay.
If you've ever, you know, had to juggle between different apps to read your various digital comics and books.
Yeah, yeah.
This immediately simplifies things, right?
Because it's simple.
Allows you to organize everything from your favorite manga series to that stack of digital magazines you've got all in one place.
Okay, so let's talk about the organization. Because the information that we have here talks about organizing into libraries, collections, and even reading lists.
Right.
So instead of just having this giant folder of files, you could create, you know, like a sci-fi manga library.
I see.
Then have collections within that, like Akira and Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, interesting.
And maybe even a reading list of everything you plan to read next.
That's really helpful.
It sounds much more manageable, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, way more organized.
Way more organized.
And you know, it's not just about organization.
Oh, okay.
Comga also focuses on the reading experience itself.
Interesting.
It has an integrated web reader, meaning you can access your library and read directly through a web browser.
Okay.
On pretty much any device, I would imagine.
On anything.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and the sources also mention compatibility with other reading apps.
Okay.
Like the Mihan extension.
Okay.
And any OPDS reader.
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
What's that?
Like, what is OPDS?
Yeah, what is that?
So think of OPDS as like a standard protocol. A common language for accessing electronic publications.
Okay.
It basically allows different reading apps and digital libraries to talk to each other. So this gives you a ton of flexibility in how you choose to read.
Oh, okay. So I can read through the Comga web reader.
You got it.
Or I could read through
any compatible app.
One of these other apps that speaks OPDS.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So here's where it gets, I think, really interesting.
Okay, yeah.
For anyone who's serious about their digital collection.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Metadata.
Oh, metadata, yes.
The sources note the ability to edit metadata for your series and books.
Okay.
And even automatically import embedded metadata.
So it can pull it right from the files.
Yeah, so if you have that information already embedded.
That's great.
It can just grab it.
Yeah.
And for those of us who like our digital libraries to be well-tagged and searchable, this is a huge plus.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Imagine being able to easily find all the comics by a specific artist.
Right. Or a writer. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's key for a good digital library.
It is. It really is.
It really is.
And it's not just like, you know,
basic text.
Title and creator.
Yeah. Basic stuff.
It actually, it supports things like publisher.
Oh, wow.
The imprint.
Okay.
Who drew it? Who wrote it? Even which characters appear in the story.
So you can really get granular.
Yeah.
With your searching and sorting.
Very granular, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's really cool.
Yeah, much better than just looking through a folder of files.
Absolutely, sure. Yeah. So, you know, what's also noteworthy is the level of control that Comga offers.
Okay.
You know, it supports managing multiple users.
Yeah.
With options for, you know, per library access control,
oh, okay,
age restrictions, and even label restrictions.
So this is good if you're sharing, yeah, your library.
If you're sharing with family, friends, roommates, whatever.
Roommates, whoever. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can really tailor the experience for everyone.
So this raises an important question, right?
Yeah, what's that?
For anyone managing a shared collection.
Okay.
How do you ensure everyone sees age-appropriate content?
Yeah.
Comga seems to offer a solution.
It does. Yeah.
All right. So the GitHub page gets a little bit more
technical. A little bit.
It mentions this thing called a REST API.
Yes.
Which,
you know, for the more tech savvy listeners, this is going to be really interesting.
Well, what is it for those of us who don't know?
So think of it as a way for Comga to talk to other software, other tools.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a little bit techie, you could use this to automate things.
Okay.
You know, run scripts.
Okay.
Really customize your Comga experience.
Okay. So if I know how to code, I can make Comga dance.
You got it. Make it sing, make it dance. It's exactly. Done. Yeah. Yeah. And it also mentions support for OKZS, version 1 and version 2.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We talked about that before. Remember?
It's the common language.
The common language. Yeah. So that Comga can work with lots of different reading apps.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like a universal translator.
I like that.
Yeah.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture here.
Okay.
Comga really seems to be designed with the user's entire workflow in mind.
I see that, yeah.
From organizing your initial files.
Right.
To actually reading them on your preferred device.
Yeah.
And even managing access for multiple users.
And then they've got those features for Kobo and Kreader.
Oh, yeah.
Which are like dedicated e-reader ecosystems.
Yeah.
So they're really catering to that specific crowd as well.
Yeah. It's what stands out to you about these different ways to access your content?
I think the thing that jumps out at me is the duplicate file and page detection and removal.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really good one.
Digital collections, they can get so cluttered. Right. With, you know, copies of things, different versions.
Yeah.
And having a tool that can automatically identify that and help you clean it up seems incredibly useful for saving storage space.
Absolutely.
And just keeping things tidy.
Yeah, because the sources suggest that it's not just like exact copies of the files.
Right.
It can actually tell if like you have different versions of the same comic.
Oh, wow.
With the same pages inside.
Interesting.
Which is
not something you see every day.
Not something you see in your regular,
file management.
Full management. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's really neat.
It is. Yeah. Very cool.
So what does this all mean for you?
Well,
if you've been looking for a centralized feature rich solution for managing and reading your digital comics, manga, BDs, magazines, even eBooks.
Yeah.
Comga seems like a very powerful contender.
I think so.
It offers that blend of organizational tools, reading options, and management features.
Yeah, it ticks all the boxes. It does.
It could significantly streamline your digital reading life.
I think this deep dive has brought up a really interesting point.
What's that?
As our digital media collections continue to grow.
Yeah, they keep growing.
They do. What are the most crucial features that you look for in a management solution?
Yeah.
Like, think about how a dedicated server like Comga might change the way you interact with your own digital library.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It is.
Just think about.
So thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
If Comga piqued your interest, be sure to check out the project on GitHub.
Absolutely.
You can find it by searching for Gotzen Comga.
Easy enough,
yeah.
Yep.
And a final thank you to our supporter, SafeServer.
Of course.
For reliable hosting and support in your digital transformation.
Indeed.
Head over to www.safeserver.de.
Check them out.
Good stuff.
All right.
All right, we'll see you next time.
See you later.